Good morning. I'll be your doctor for the day. I'm filling in for Dr. Jones. I see here that this is a basic physical exam, so we can go ahead and get started. I am going to need you in a gown for this, so if you could undress down to your underwear and put it on. Yes, in front of me. Don't be childish now. Just because I am a woman doesn't make me any different from your regular doctor. I've seen it all before, trust me. There we are. Good boy. All right then, let's get started. I'll start by checking your vitals, which means your heart rate, blood pressure, temperature, and so on and so forth. I'm sure you know the drill. First, I'll get your temperature down real quick. Everything seems normal here. Okay, so next, I'm just going to put my hand up your gown and check your heart rate. The stethoscope is a bit cold, I know. Sounds good. Okay, everything seems normal here. Next up, I'll check your breathing. Moving the stethoscope a little lower down your body now. Breathe in. Breathe out. Okay, you seem good in that department too. You seem to be a healthy guy so far. Keep it up. Next, I'm going to have you answer some basic questions for me. Don't be afraid to answer any questions. It's all for your own good, you know. So, do you smoke? And have you ever smoked before? Good. You should know it's not good for you. Next, do you drink or have ingested alcohol in the past? Good, good. You should not be partaking in drinking anyhow. Next, have you had any sexual interactions? That's okay, nothing to be ashamed of. Plenty of boys your age haven't. It's perfectly fine. Just remember, when you get there, a condom is necessary. Don't be caught without one. So, do you have any questions for me? What's it feel like? What, sex? That is not an appropriate question to ask your doctor. Well, I know I'm not your doctor, but still, I can't really help you in that regard. No, not even a little bit. Can we please just move past it? This isn't something to be discussing with me. There are other resources to get that kind of information. Next, I'm going to be checking down there in your private areas. So if you could just remove your gown, I'll be pulling down your underwear. Oh, okay. There it is. Well, I'll be feeling around your testicles a bit, checking for lumps or anything unusual. Yes. With my hands. I'll begin. Yes, it is a medical procedure. I am not just playing with your balls for fun. I need to check for anything out of the ordinary. You should be doing this at home on your own as well. Okay, well, nothing unusual here, so that's good. Everything seems fine. You don't have trouble pulling back your foreskin? You're not sure? Could you pull it back for me? You'd rather me do it? Mm-hmm. Okay, seems to pull back just fine. Did you really just get a boner? I understand you couldn't help it, but... You have another question? Is it small? I mean, your body is still developing and... Do you want the truth? In my professional opinion, yes, you are smaller than average boys your age. Even when you have a boner, yes. Listen, you are still a growing boy. Things can, change. Parts can still develop. It's not going to be huge, or even that big, but... I mean... Just pull your pants back up, okay? This is a medical exam, not some sexual sex exam. You can't. Because your boner is in the way? Listen, it'll go down on its own. Just please pull your pants back up. It'll go down faster if you masturbate. To my breasts? Absolutely not, young man. I am a professional. I am not just going to expose myself to some random patient. Really? Did you just quote the Hippocratic Oath to me? Yes, it is a doctor's job to help no matter what, but... Goodness, fine. How about we come to an agreement? I will give you a hand job as treatment, but I'm not doing it without a glove. Okay, I'll crouch down to make it easier. I know it's right next to my face. There, I'm stroking your little dick. Are you feeling better? It's hardly even a hand job. Just 3 fingers do the trick.
Yes, I already told you it was little. It hasn't gotten any bigger, hun. I've seen a lot of young men's cocks. I assure you, yours is one of the smallest. Yes, there are plenty of 18-year-olds that are, well, very hung. I have to inspect all of my patients. It's purely professional. You've been the only exception to the rule.
How big are they compared to you?
Massive, seriously. The way other young men's cocks just hang between their legs. Meanwhile, you're just so small.
I'm not going to measure it, but from what I can tell, you're about 4 inches? Maybe even less.
Them? More than double your size, for sure.
Will you be enough to please a girl?
Well, that'll be up to you, mister. You're gonna have to put in a whole lot of work, that's for sure.
Would I like it?
Your dick?
You're getting very bold with these questions.
Since we're talking honestly,
I highly doubt I'd even feel it in me.
Listen, young man, there's no chance you're sticking that little thing in me.
You're not getting anywhere near my pussy.
For such a small dick, you sure are taking a long time.
It twitches every time I call it small. Are you getting off to this or something? My most annoying patient is a pervert, too. Big surprise.
Your penis does look healthy from here, at least.
And your balls are nice and taut.
You want me to inspect them again with my free hand while I'm down here?
Yep, they're still healthy.
Full too, from what I can tell. Are you almost done yet?
How much longer do you need?
My mouth would make it go faster, huh?
The good thing about your little dick is that it's so easy to take it all in my mouth. My lips wrap around it so easy. Just a little longer. I can see it in your face. You're almost there. I'll stroke you just a bit faster now. Faster. Faster.
Are you about finished?
Oh, God, at least say something before you come.
Okay, there. We're done. I hope that answered all of your questions.
My only medical advice for you? Just eat some pineapple before you come in next time.